This is our 15th anniversary tomorrow. I'll be lucky with it to get a handshake at this point, I think. I might even see her. Maybe I'll call my friend Bobby Kraft, ask him. They're nice ladies he knows in Tel Aviv.
I'm in this world and they made Welcome me back a to 32 Fans in 32 Days. Keith, you were just dropping some entertaining stories that cannot be in the podcast.
For Rob 75, I hope don't put them in. For Rob $75 patron, I don't even know if that'll make it in.
Yeah. What would you do if I was secretly recording that the whole time?
Well, I'm recording on my end, so you could actually have it if you need it.
Nice.
Actually, yeah, I don't know. My wife would probably divorce me. It's our 15th anniversary tomorrow when we're recording this.
Yeah, which means last week when you're listening to this.
So hopefully I'm still
Send Akiva an anniversary gift. Akiva, what did I say is the 15th anniversary gift?
Crystal.
Yeah, that's not all I said.
Crystal
okay.
meth.
Anyhow.
Okay, the Cleveland Browns, number 15.
I'm already annoyed with the Browns, and the season hasn't even started.
The most talented team in the NFL. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, my God. Are you being serious?
Well, I don't love their offensive line. That's okay. My problem with them.
Yeah.
But everything else is great. They're stacked everywhere. They're a really good team. I mean, if Baker Mayfield gets hurt, same as any other team, like they're not going to win the Super Bowl with Drew Stanton or Garrett Gilbert. But like, this team, what is this team's weakness? They have one of the best running backs and one of the best running backs as a backup. They have an amazing receiving core. They have a fine offensive line. They have an
elite
pass
rusher.
You
just said you didn't like their offensive line about 30 seconds ago.
Pro Bowlers up and down the defense. Okay, I'll give you my Browns core. You tell me if you're impressed. Okay. Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. I think 28 teams have the QB as the one in the core. If you don't have your QB at number one, you suck. Odell Beckham Jr., Myles Garrett.
Okay.
In theory, you could flip those guys because Garrett's younger. But I'd rather.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find the elite receivers. There are very few elite pass rushers.
Yeah, but Myles Garrett is probably the youngest, like the best under 23 edge rusher in the league.
Yeah. No, I mean whatever. It's a tie. Say T2 and T2. Denzel Ward, Nick Chubb, Joel Bitonio. Olivier Vernon, a Pro Bowler, they traded a guard for.
Hold on, who's Joe Bitonio? I never heard of
him. Joe Bitonio, he's like one of the best guards in the NFL.
Okay, fine.
Joe Schobert, a linebacker. Demarius Randle, defensive back. Jarvis Landry, a 10. Guys that don't even make their core 10 are Greg Robinson, the left tackle. David Njoku, who's maybe going to have a big year this year. First-round pick, this is his third year. If he's ever going to shine, it's going to be this year. Larry Ogunjobi, Sheldon Richardson. Christian Kirksey, Morgan Burnett. Like, they have a lot of good players, this team, plus Greedy Williams, their second-round pick. They are stacked. This team is absolutely stacked.
Okay, so here's my issues with this team. First of all, I don't love their offensive line. That's number one. Number two, their quarterback, we're just making a lot of assumptions about him. Maybe he'll be very good, but, like, you know, we're making a lot of assumptions.
I mean, what
about
if he's just as good as last year? Isn't that good enough?
No, last year he was like a barely above average NFL quarterback.
He was an above average quarterback, so that, I mean.
Marginally so.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the defense, obviously their front four is very good. I'm not sure if beyond that, like, are their linebackers that great? I'm not sure. Is their secondary? I mean, Denzel Ward's a good corner, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, who are their other cornerbacks? I'm looking at their depth chart. Terrence Mitchell, TJ Carey.
Well, their cornerback, they drafted Greedy Williams is a rookie. He could be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he dropped to the second round, so I don't know if that's for on-the-field or off-the-field reasons.
I'm not sure.
But,
I mean, his name is Greedy. I don't know.
You know, as both of us have discussed before, cornerbacks generally don't, you know, come out like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure not.
In the NFL.
For sure not. So, I remember Revis.
I understand why there's hope around this team and excitement around this team, and you know, but I just think that we're getting a little carried away. You know, like, the Timberwolves were irrelevant forever, and then all of a sudden they got the Jimmy Butler trade, and we were all
on
cloud nine.
And
it's sort of like the same thing here. They got Odell Beckham Jr. Congratulations. So maybe you're the sixth seed, and you lose in the playoffs, and that would be amazing for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
But they're on the cover of SI, and, I mean, people
are talking about them. All right, let's go right to the schedule for them for you, okay?
Fine.
Because let's see how they're going to do. And don't skew it. Are they really going to win these games? Hosting the Titans, week one.
That's got to be a win.
At the Jets, Monday Night Football.
I'll say that's a win.
Hosting the Rams.
That'll be a loss.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
2-2. At San Francisco, Monday Night Football again.
Loss.
Hosting Seattle.
Probably. Well, I'll say they'll win either San Francisco or Seattle. So I'll say a win. So 3-3.
All right. Bye week at New England.
Loss.
At Denver.
You got to beat Denver. 4-4.
Hosting Miami. Hosting Buffalo.
Win.
Hosting Pittsburgh.
I mean, what are they? 1-15 in their last 16 games against Pittsburgh? Yeah.
So, I mean, by the way, if you've noticed, if you've been paying attention, after that Buffalo game, the ninth game of the year, they have played one divisional game. Their last, they don't play Pittsburgh till November 15th. They don't play Cincinnati till December 8th.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's very odd. And they have a game with Baltimore. It's Pittsburgh, Miami, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Arizona, Baltimore, Cincinnati. It is all division games at the end.
Yeah. All right, so what are we having? 4-4 going into the Pittsburgh game. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 5-4 because they beat Buffalo. Now, this is a weird situation. They're playing Pittsburgh on a Thursday night. It's on short rest. And Pittsburgh, by the way, is playing in Los Angeles, I think, the previous Sunday, a late game.
Wasn't this like the game that they were really mad about when the schedule came out?
Yeah, so not ideal for Pittsburgh. So Cleveland's got to win that one. So I'll say they never beat Pittsburgh, but they'll do it this year, and now they're 6-4.
And then they beat Miami at home, I'm sure, right? So they're 7-4.
Okay, fine, 7-4.
And then they lose in Pittsburgh, 7-5?
All right, 7-5.
Then hosting the Bengals.
All right, let's say they split with the Bengals, so 8-5.
Okay. And then at Arizona.
9-5.
Hosting Baltimore.
Lost 9-6.
Oh, you know that you're such a faker.
What?
You know that that was a win. That would have been a win. Didn't you have them losing in Baltimore?
Oh. All right, fine. So then I'll give them a win here, but I'm giving them a loss.
Yeah, you said you were going to split with Cincinnati. So that's a 10-6 team.
Yeah, I'm whatever. They're not 10-6.
First of all, they play the AFC East.
Yeah,
they play,
that helps.
They play a pretty soft NFC West. There's one really tough game there, but the other three games are certainly winnable, especially if you don't go to Seattle, which they don't.
Yeah.
So
I think 9-7 is more likely. Okay, so let's say they get to 10-6.
Yeah.
Fine, maybe. But they're not a competitor. They're not like a team that's competing for anything. You know, if they're 10-6, they're getting destroyed.
I do not have them winning the Super Bowl, but I think that they have – if I was picking – three teams
with
a chance.
Let's talk. If they go 10-6, are they winning the division? What's Pittsburgh doing? What's Baltimore?
I think if they go 10, we have Baltimore in the 8-8, 9-7 range. So
well, you do. I like Baltimore more than you do.
We have to get to Pittsburgh, but they're, you know, I don't. Will Pittsburgh get to 11 wins? That's going to be hard, but
I don't
certainly
think so.
Possible.
I mean, I'm very low on Pittsburgh also, but honestly, I think this whole division sucks.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you have a bad team, then the division is almost always kind of soft, because you could, if you know, it just means you're gonna have to beat Cincinnati. That last game of the year could be for the division, and you get them twice, where if they're bad and they've, you know, as I recommend, they traded one of their receivers and maybe Dalton has a minor injury and you shut him down, and that's two automatic wins in December all of a sudden. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm annoyed with the Browns, because I mean, I'm happy for them. Uh-huh. You know, I always feel a kinship with these other cursed franchises.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that they're getting a little too big for their britches. Like, you got to do something before you start, like, you know, making plans to go to the Super Bowl.
They also have depth. Like, we didn't even mention receivers. They have Higgins and Callaway, who are good backup receivers. They signed Demetrius Harris from the Chiefs as, like, a good backup tight end. They really have, and you know, second half of the year, like, you could run Nick Chubb 22 times a game a bunch of times if you want. And then all of a sudden you have, like, an all-pro level player in Kareem Hunt coming off the bench by week. You know, that he misses nine weeks because of their bye, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, the Super Bowl's in Miami this year, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst. Because, you know, Yeshiva Week, so for the Gentile listeners who don't know, in the tri-state area, all the Jewish schools, because they don't want to, like, have, like, their holidays dictated by non-Jewish holidays, they have their winter vacation in the end of January instead of around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always go, as many others do, but we do because my in-laws live there. We always go to, like, Florida, to the Miami area for our kids' Yeshiva Week, because it's called winter break, which means that the flights, which are already jacked up because of Yeshiva Week, are going to be even more so because the Super Bowls are that week.
Well, the flight home, the flight there, that doesn't really
Home is the beginning of Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, then I've watched the NFC Championship games. Go to freaking Cancun or the Bahamas for once.
Who?
You, everybody.
Well, we're going to visit my in-laws. I'm not going out. This isn't a vacation. It's a trip.
Well, then fly into one of the crappy airports, like Palm Beach.
Yeah, because West Palm Beach flights aren't going to be. I've never flown into Miami. They don't live near Miami.
So drive.
From New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're so poor.
My next door neighbor made a good point to me. He said, a vacation is something you do without your kids. When you're with your kids, it's a trip.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, I don't go on vacations, unfortunately.
Well, your kids are really young. You had three kids back to back to back, but you know, one day they'll.
Should we stop? What's your take?
Stop having kids? No, you should have a fourth kid. Misery loves company.
A fourth? Should you have a fifth?
Well, if I have a fifth, you have to have a fifth. Yeah. No, you should definitely have a fourth. Three is a weird odd number. Plus, you don't have a daughter. You need a daughter.
Oh, a weird odd number.
You have to. You have to have. You have to keep having kids till you have a daughter. You can stop whenever
I
you have a daughter.
I thought we live in a post-gender society, Keith.
Yeah, I know, but your wife will never truly be happy unless she has a daughter.
Have you spoken to Dr. Jen? Is that what she's told you?
I mean, I've never seen her happy, so I assume that if if maybe she has a daughter, she'll finally be happy.
All right. I'm sorry, Browns fans. I'm sure you're all excited. You're pumped about this team. You're like, oh, I'm looking forward to our preview on 32 fans.
No, this team is going to be playing a playoff game, and it's going to be very exciting. And
now, to be fair, I told Akiva, I said, let's do the Browns episode another day because I'm exhausted right now. And he's like, no, it has to be done now, even though it's not going to be posted for like 9 days.
So you gave them extra losses because you're in a cranky mood?
Yeah, well, what happens, by the way, if we're recording this so far in advance? What happens if, God forbid, you know, Baker Mayfield gets injured in preseason
game
number
3? Okay, who cares? What do you think? Is it the friggin' Library of Congress? We post the episode.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm also distracted a little bit. I'm watching the Twins game right now.
So. Oh, shoot. I didn't update my fantasy teams. Okay. All right. So the Browns were 15. The 14th team is kind of a similar team in the sense that they're stacked everywhere. But maybe, you know, people like somebody asked me,
except actually, their quarterback's worst season was better than Baker Mayfield's best season.
Well, let me ask you a question. Well, Baker Mayfield's played 13 games. Let me ask you a question.
They're also going in the other direction.
A listener said, if the Cowboys, you know, 2 through 53 is so good, then why are they not a Super Bowl contender? And I said, I'll give you one answer, two words, Dak Prescott.
God, what a stupid thing to say.
I mean, yeah, for the listener, he should have known the answer. I agree.
No, I'll give you one answer, because they have the worst weapons in the league. They have nobody to throw the ball to. I mean, fine, Amari Cooper had 6 good games. Congratulations. And they were great, those 6 games. Look how good they were once they got Amari Cooper.
I would say Cooper and Gallup, there's 12 teams with worse wide receivers than Cooper and Gallup.
Okay, again, but look how well Dak and the Cowboys played once they got Cooper.
Okay. I don't disagree.
So if Cooper is the Cooper of the last 6 games of the year and not the Cooper that we saw for the previous season and a half in Oakland.
Yeah.
Right? They still have a very good offensive line. They don't have a tight end, but whatever. Jason Witten, the fact that he came back is hilarious to me, but you know. Mm-hmm. Jason Witten started his career when we were in college.
Yeah, and we're old.
He started his career when before LeBron started his career.
Let me give you the Cowboys core.
That's crazy.
Dak Prescott.
If LeBron had played football and became like a superstar tight end, would he still be playing?
Yeah, he'd be retired. But no, he'd be retired. I mean, he might be retired from basketball. Who knows?
Yeah.
Why did he go to L.A.? Okay.
Anyways, the other answer is, like, I don't love the defense for the Cowboys. That's my big issue.
All right, so let's talk about it for a second. Dak, right. Okay, my core is Dak.
If Sean Lee's in your core 10, by the way, I'm in.
He's not in the core 10. He's not even close.
Sean Lee is beloved by announcers, but he plays 4 games a year.
No, but he used to be elite. I mean, now he's replacement level, but he was elite for many years.
He reminds me of Bob Sanders on the Colts.
Yeah, exact
he's
same
elite,
guy.
In theory, if he
never,
ever plays,
never
enough, but he doesn't
play. Yeah,
Bob
Sanders also. It's a good comparison. All right, so Dak.
They never play.
Dak, Zeke, DeMarcus Lawrence, Byron Jones. Okay, so we have a pass rusher and a shutdown corner. Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith, 2 linebackers. Amari Cooper.
Great beard on Frederick, by the way.
Huh?
Great beard on Frederick.
Yeah, Amari Cooper. Probably should have moved Cooper ahead of maybe the lineman and the linebackers. Yeah. But
Sean Lee
but
has literally
he's
never
not
played
signed.
16 games in a season.
Sean Lee's not in the core. And then Tyron Smith at 10. Tyron Smith will be in everybody else's 8. So this team has very good players than just about any other team in the NFL. They are very good. Now, you know, you talk about the old Matthew Barry stars and scrubs. This is the ultimate stars and scrubs team ever, right? Like, there's nobody
the
mediocre.
The Falcons are like that also, but yeah.
Because they haven't paid any of their young players. They pay the least. They pay the fewest top level guys in the league, but that's about to be the exact opposite, where everyone is up, which is why I put Cooper at the back of this, because Cooper, if I was them, I think, I mean, Cooper has had like 7 good games in his career or in the last 3 years, so I don't know, I wouldn't pay Elliott, I'd pay the pass rusher, I'd pay the lineman, and I'd pay Byron Jones. If you have money left over, I'd be fine paying Elliott or Cooper, but you're going to have to pay Dak. You know, whether it's $30 million, $33 million, it's not going to be $40. Here's the thing. Somebody emailed in, Chester, and said, why does anybody pay a non-top 15 quarterback, right?
Because we've seen teams win Super Bowls year after year without top 15
quarterbacks. Yeah, and I said, because the top 15 is
Eli
now the top
Manning
25.
Eli Manning and Joe Flacco. You can win a Super Bowl with guys
because
like that.
Because if you have the 25th best quarter or the 22nd best quarterback, and if you think that's what, you know, if you hate Dak Prescott or if you hate, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo or whoever, and you think, oh, we could do better. Well, how? Because if Dak Prescott gets you to 7-9, you're not getting one. There's only two or three quarterbacks at most in the draft where you're guaranteed franchise, you know, and they're not guaranteed to be good, but they're guaranteed to be like your franchise guy for the next few years that you assume is going to be good. And then there's never, ever, ever a top 25 guy in free agency. So are you going to wait for the McCowns and the Fitzpatricks? So you have to keep, you have to give Dak what he wants, because if you don't, Miami's
But also because Dak, however much you hate Dak, Dak has the potential to be a top five quarterback.
I mean, if the Cowboys didn't re-sign Dak, wouldn't Miami give him $30 million?
Of course. Every single team without a quarterback would.
I mean, there's only like three teams. It's musical chairs. Just
no, there's not three teams. There's 20. The Vikings would cut Kirk Cousins to sign Dak
Okay,
Prescott.
Well, yeah, if you're right. So if Dak is a bad example, if you're saying he is above average, then yes, there's a lot of teams that would but the lot of teams can't afford him. The Vikings have the money. They couldn't afford Dak.
Yeah. Well, that's
so that doesn't really work. You'd need maybe if the Chargers, the Packers, the Steelers, the Patriots, teams with very old quarterbacks. If one of those guys happened to retire, that's another thing. But there's only a few teams that don't have a quarterback, and then some of those teams have money tied up. But yeah, the Dolphins, the Broncos, they would go after Dak in a heartbeat. All right, this is a really good team. What don't you like about the Cowboys?
Well, I don't like Jerry Jones.
So Gallup, Cooper, Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb is shot. Tavon Austin, another guy who's shot. So they went from like no-name white guys to like athletic but useless.
Sure that Zeke Elliott's going to be playing week one? And if he's not, who is?
Yeah, I think the running backs usually play, although I was wrong about Le'Veon Bell last year. But Tony Pollard's been great. Tony Pollard's been great.
Alfred
so he'll
Morris,
be fine.
Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard. He's looked amazing in the preseason. He'll be fine. By the way, you know who their backup quarterback is?
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, Cooper Rush. He wasn't even drafted. It's his third year. Oh. Not great. Okay. Don't get injured, Dak. That'll be bad.
Yeah. Well, Dak has stayed healthy. The problem is they've had injuries in other places.
Mm-hmm. The defense, Taco Charlton, Malik Collins, Antoine Woods, Robert Quinn, didn't make their 10. Oh, he's old.
I mean, look, the Cowboys are definitely, you know, like the Panthers and like the next couple
Xavier
of NFC
Woods
teams we're going to talk
from
about.
The New Day.
They're a team that they expect to make the playoffs.
Yeah. But something doesn't add up. This is what we're saying. They are good enough. They should be. Why are they definitely not a Super Bowl contender? I think we both agree this team is not going to be in the Super Bowl this year. Why?
Yeah.
If the talent's
I don't trust their defense.
Do you think it's a receiver thing? Like if they cloned Amari Cooper all of a sudden, you think this is a Super Bowl team?
Well, again, if we can be guaranteed that the Amari Cooper we saw in December is going to be the same Amari Cooper all year, and they had another one of those, and their defense stayed healthy.
Yeah, but there's
and good,
four
then...
teams that have two good receivers. Like it's an unreasonable.
It doesn't literally have to be two wide receivers. You could have a tight end. You could
okay,
have a
but
running
there's
back. They
there's three teams.
They
that
need
have a
another
tight
option
end.
To throw
so,
the
there
ball.
There are very few of those guys right now. We're in a golden age for safeties. We're in a golden age for defensive tackles. We're in the and quarterbacks. We're in a dark age for receivers. We're in a dark age for shutdown corners. They just don't.
Yeah, don't
there aren't a
I
lot
don't
of
think
guys.
We're in a dark. I don't think we're in a dark age for receivers. I don't think that's correct.
Definitely for shutdown corners. How about this? How many active corners do you have making the Hall of Fame? Probably zero, right? Unless I'm missing somebody.
Yeah, I have zero.
Who's the best active corner cumulatively?
Probably Richard Sherman.
Okay, who's the second best? Yeah, Sherman is borderline. Sherman is a finalist level guy. I was thinking of guys who are still in their prime.
Patrick Peterson. He's
okay,
yeah,
Peterson. Okay, fine. Yeah. Peterson, fine.
So I have Patrick Peterson right now, if his career ended, as the 24th best cornerback of all time.
But he just needs to play a few years, and you'll put him in. Yeah, plus, so he's the type of guy who will make the Pro Bowl even if he has a bad year.
Yeah, so he's 24. Richard Sherman is 28, but Sherman looks like he's done.
Yeah,
and then after that, yeah, we dropped to Aqib Talib, and he's nowhere near the Hall of Fame.
He's nothing, and
then after him, it's Jonathan Joseph, Chris Harris, Brent Grimes,
Casey Hayward,
Pac-Man Jones, who retired.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Yeah, Dominic Rogers, Cromartie, Joe Hayden, Brandon Carr. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, it comes down to Smith, Collins, Frederick, Martin, and Lael. The offensive line is. If not the best,
but is,
at least
is
the
it that we're in a bad era, or is it that we were so spoiled because we grew up in the '90s where we saw. Probably the greatest era of quarterbacks, right? We saw Rod Woodson and Deion Sanders, and then we saw.
Well,
you know,
I think the game
later,
changed.
Champ
I think
Bailey
it's just
Charles Woodson,
the rules
Rondé Barber, Aeneas Williams.
Well,
Daryl Green, who played forever for Washington. Mm. Eric Allen, Sam Madison, Ty Law, Troy Vincent, Albert Lewis. You know, we saw so many good guys.
I always loved Sean Springs of those guys. who's a big Madden guy for me. No, I think it's because the rules changed and because cornerbacks are like a functionally useless
it's
now.
It's a harder thing to do.
And
yes,
just
for
can't,
sure.
you can't shut anybody down, and that's why every team, you know, every team's completing 65% of their passes. All right, do you want to do the schedule game for the Cowboys?
Sure.
Because we got how many minutes do we have?
We got a ways to go because I really mailed in the Browns.
Can we sing a song after this? All right, you ask me the Cowboys schedule, and I'll make the predictions.
All right. Week one at home, as they always do, against the Giants.
Win.
Why is the game at 4:30? Nobody wants to watch this game.
What do you mean? This will be the most watched game of the week.
NFC East is such garbage. All right. Week two at Washington.
Win.
Week three at home against Miami.
Win.
All right, nice 3-0 start for your team. Week four at New Orleans. Sunday night football.
They do play the two worst teams at home, to be fair.
Yeah, Sunday night football, week four at New Orleans. The 3-0 Saints, the 3-0 Cowboys.
They went back to the old
this
song.
This game should get a nice rating.
Did you see that today?
They went back to the old song?
The old Sunday night football song.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. At New Orleans, loss.
All right, at home against Green Bay, another 4:30 game.
Win.
They're playing every single week at 4:30. They're playing the Jets at 4:30. That's insanity.
That's what they do. You know why? Because CBS
four games at 1 o'clock the entire season.
Because CBS has that game, and CBS doesn't. You know, gets if they're lucky, they get the Cowboys once a year in a prime game.
CBS gets the Cowboys minimum twice a year.
Well, it can only be twice. Can't be more. It has to be exactly.
No, that's not true. Because now they do the flexes late in the season where they take.
Right. That's true. That's true. But the other one is Thanksgiving, which doesn't really count. So
yeah, and it's not guaranteed too because they could like for example the Cowboys. They could have a game, you know, that's on a night game, obviously, against the AFC team.
Yeah.
But all right, so they're 3-1. You said they lose at home to Green Bay?
Yeah, this team has 3 8 o'clock games all year because the week 17 schedule isn't set yet.
3 1 o'clock games.
3 1 o'clock. Yeah. Well, I sorry. I'm looking.
4. Yeah. All right. Oh, I see. You're talking about your time zone. Yeah, that's what people want. Okay, 3-1. Are they losing or beating the Packers at home?
Losing.
All right, 3-2 at the Jets.
The only team I haven't seen the Jets play is the Cowboys, and I'm not going to be at this game because it's basically smacking holiday season. The Jets are going to lose.
All right, so 4-2 for the Cowboys, and then they play the Eagles, another Sunday night game.
I'm going to say lose.
God, they're on Sunday night. Three times,
and that's they could crazy. Get, and that's in the first 10. They could get flexed.
All right, so they lose at home to the Eagles, though.
Yes.
So 4-3, two consecutive home losses, bye week, and then Monday Night Football. So the garbage Giants are playing the Cowboys twice on national TV this year. This is insanity.
Well, every game the Cowboys play is national TV.
The slurping of the Cowboys by the national media.
Well, it's not the national media. It's they want to make money. The team that everyone watches is the team that gets put on television.
I don't want to watch the Cowboys.
You're
the
only
person. Boring team. Zeke Elliott running into a pile of people for 4 yards at a time is not interesting.
Well, throwing deep to Cooper did make them a little more interesting late in the year. But I agree they are a very boring team to watch.
Yeah, oh, my God. I will not watch it.
It should be KC. Right. Every KC game should be on national television.
Yes, I agree with you about that. Okay, so Monday Night Football.
Chargers are more interesting, too.
Are they sweeping the Giants? Because they don't do that very frequently.
Yes, you're going to sweep the Giants.
All right, 5-3. And then the Vikings on another Sunday night game.
Win.
6-3, big win. And then at Detroit.
I'll say loss.
All right, so they lose, they beat the Vikings, but lose Detroit. All right, I don't know. 6-4 at New England.
Loss.
6-5 at home against Buffalo.
Thanksgiving win.
7-5 and then at Chicago on Thursday night, second week in a row.
Loss.
So 7-6 at home against the Rams.
Loss.
7-7 at the Eagles.
Loss.
7-8. All right, so this team.
8-8.
So this team isn't even. They're an 8-8 team.
Uh huh.
Maybe they're ranked too high.
Yeah, that Lions loss killed them.
Well, 9-7 wouldn't be doing much better.
No, it wouldn't have made it for them.
If you're 9-7 but you're swept by the Eagles, you're not making the playoffs. Right?
Yeah, they're not a great team.
You're not winning the division for sure. All right. Okay, so the Cowboys are not a good team. So where did you have them on your personal rankings, or you're not going to share that with us?
No, I mean, I would
share
it.
Your rankings have been, like, highly confidential this year.
It's not confidential. I have them on a different tab. I'd have to check. But also, I did rank them pre-research, and now I did research. So it's not super important.
Oh, I see.
I will check. I will check. Hold on. I had the Cowboys at 16.
Yeah.
So I would have to move them down, probably, like, 19 if I
have them
at 7.
I mean, the Cowboys haven't been – when the Cowboys were last in the NFC Championship game, what, 1995,
But
right?
People had them higher. Michael Clark had them 7. Weston had them 11. People had them higher. Nobody – I think I was – Matt Stewart was the lowest. He had them at 18. I mean,
am I correct? They haven't been in the NFC Championship game since 1995.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Because they hadn't even won a playoff game at first.
And they're not going to be in it this year either.
Yeah. But Jerry Jones doing a great job as his own GM, so congrats. Keep that going.
Yeah, it's funny because Giants fans cannot stop complaining, but, like, I'd rather have the Giants situation where, like, Gettleman thinks that, like, running back's the most important position in the NFL than Jerry Jones, who, I mean, listen, they do something right. Like, they keep picking unbelievable players. They're really good at scouting. They just make some weird decisions.
Yeah. Well, they value guys in the wrong way, right? I mean, that Amari Cooper trade was terrible. That it may have worked out.
Yeah.
But you got to just process that results, right? The Zeke Elliott draft pick was a terrible pick. Again, Zeke Elliott's very good. You still don't take that. You don't take a running back at that spot.
Listen, they could have gotten we went over that 100 times when it happened, but.
But I want to apologize to the listeners. This is not a great episode.
It's the best
episode. Like, exhausted. I'm mailing it in. I told Akiva, let's do this tomorrow. He said, no, it has to be done now.
It has to be done today. You want to do it during my
15th Akiva says, we can't have any dawdling or any side talk or any, you know, distractions because we only have 32 minutes and we got to discuss these two critical teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at, like, the 24-minute mark.
Are you
and
serious?
We got nothing else to say.
All right, let's play the roster. Cowboys. Let's play the roster game, okay?
Well, am I just like guest guys on the Browns or something, the Cowboys or something?
Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna tell you a guy, and you have 30 seconds or like a minute to Google and tell me a fun fact about him. Okay.
No, nobody wants to listen to me.
Everyone
Googling.
Loves the roster game. People have been saying, "Where is the roster game? How come you guys haven't been playing the roster game?" This is the big problem with not having the fans.
Yeah, how many people have said that?
Dozens. Okay, you ready?
No.
60 seconds. It's a fun game. This is a fun game. I'll do it tomorrow.
I'm lying down in bed right now. I'm tired. Why don't you do this?
No. Do you have Google.com open?
No, I will say a player. No, because I don't. I will say a player, and you give me a fun
Well,
fact,
how about
okay?
There's enough time for us both to go. You're going first, though.
No, I'm saying a player.
I already know every. I was going to guess Juwan Bushel-Beatty. That was your guy.
Really?
Yeah, that's all right. Fine. Let's race. First person to find the fun fact about Juwan Bushel. That's crazy.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I had Juwan Bushel. And we always go for the weird names. But, of course, when we did the real roster game, it was very legitimate. He's from Paramus, New Jersey, a trash state that you live in.
Paramus? That's right next door to Englewood. That's where my kids go to school.
Mm-hmm. They want to go to Paramus Catholic?
They go to Paramus Jew. But
he went to Michigan, so Robbie Weisenfeld knows his parents' names.
Yeah.
Robbie Weisenfeld, superfan Robbie, new reconverted superfan Robbie, sent us a college football preview that was very good with an included a breakdown of the entire Michigan Wolverines roster that, like, mm-hmm. went to everyone on the roster, like walk-ons, assistant coaches, guys who work in the video room. Like, he had, hot takes on, like, the seventh tight end. It was great. All right, so Bushel-Beatty is a New Jersey native who helped Paramus Catholic win state titles in his final 2 seasons as a redshirt freshman in Michigan. Former four-state recruit, played in 4 games as a reserve. He started once at left tackle as a sophomore, 12 games as a junior at right tackle.
Wait, hold on. I thought you said you were going to say something interesting about them.
Well, I'm looking. He's a big body tackle with knock knees who lacks desire to I love scouts.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this sounds like you're describing a prostitute.
Yeah,
he's very effective with his hands.
No, it's 1920.
And he starts with a knee bend. He possesses a thick behind.
Rob Delaney has a really funny video from like a decade ago on Twitter. You could probably still find it on YouTube.
Oh, when Rob Delaney was funny on Twitter.
Yes,
yeah.
But it was really funny, which was he just read funny body descriptions of baseball players from some scouting book. You cannot watch it without dying. Every single one is fun. It's just very sexual. Every single one. He has small hands, which fail to secure defenders' frames. He's a waistbender as a drive blocker and can be tossed from the block. Well, he is a waistbender. I mean, listen, this guy wasn't drafted. There's a reason. He has leaky pass protection along his edges, and he's susceptible to the bull rush.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the kind of woman I wanted, the better leaky pass protection.
Juwan Bushel-Beatty. Guess his birthday. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get. Let's see how many guesses it takes, because you did an amazing guessing thing last time.
All right, October 14th.
What year?
1995.
He is younger than that.
No, I'm not guessing anymore.
Yeah, we're going to guess. This is going to be a fun game. You have to guess his birthday.
All right, October 14th, 1995 was off. All right, so
he's
we're
younger.
Going to go to March 12th, 1998.
He is older than that.
No, this is
everyone.
So
this is the best part of the entire series.
I refuse to participate.
People will be burning your house.
I pass.
No, come on. This is a fun game. Keep going. No, last time you got it, you had an amazing second
guess. Why don't you
guess
his birthday?
I know his birthday. Robbie sends
birthday?
The presents every year.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not 95. It's not 98. You said. Are the years correct? Even.
No.
All right. So it's either 96 or 97. All right.
Let's see. Third guess.
Maybe this has my birthday. June 20th, 1996.
He is older than that.
All right. But it is 96, you said, right?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, so June 20th, 19... Oh, but he's older than that. All right, so I'll go for Jen's birthday. December 21st, 1995.
Younger.
So he's born in the first 6 months of 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or the last couple days of 95, in theory.
Ugh, you're so annoying. Okay, fine. December 31st, 1995.
No, older. Or whatever, younger.
Jawad Bushel Beatty has never been discussed this much.
No. His family, they'd like to play this
game.
Can
I just DM his mom and ask her what his birthday is right now?
Yeah, slide into his mom's DMs.
All right, so his birthday is January, February, March, April, or May of 1996.
Or June. It's before your birthday. 20th, it's between your birthday.
Fine, okay. All right, June 19th, 1996.
He is older than that.
June 18th, 1996.
Yeah, you got it. I'm like 8 or 9 guesses. That's not bad. Happy birthday in 10 months, Jawad Bushel Beatty.
So he was born 2 days before I turned 13 years old. God, world.
Let's see if he has any a Twitter or Instagram, Jawad Bushel Beatty.
Is he on social media?
How much time do we have on the Jawad Bushel Beatty episode? This is much better. He's one of these guys, he skipped the bowl game, which is a good move. But if you're not going to get drafted, I think you can't skip the bowl game.
By the way, instead of calling this like number 13 and number 12 or whatever team numbers are up to, can I just call this the Jawad Bushel Beatty episode?
Yeah, Robbie will be very excited.
Yeah.
He's at Big Man on Campus 7. He has 1,557 followers, but it doesn't say his name anywhere in his bio. Like, it doesn't say who he is at all, so there's no reason he should have followers. Yeah, I hope he... What if he becomes the best player in NFL history, Jawad Bushel Beatty?
Well, we will have been there first with this podcast.
That's true.
Is he even going to make the team or no?
He might not even be on the team by the time this gets released.
No. I just messaged Robbie, by the way. I said, give me a fun fact about Jawad Bushel Beatty.
Ah, awesome. I love it. He's verified on Instagram. He's got 2,475 followers. His bio is, the people's champ must be everything the people can't be, and he's an anti-hero. Ooh, he sounds interesting. Seems like he's got...